Sugyos in the Shuruch of Dal continued by the Rosh Hashiva Zayin Cheshem Hedoshim in Vav, October 22nd, 1985, on Tuesday continued.
You ask me that you can live in no more years such a aberrational baby. Not baby, it can be grown up to. Mio Yerushalmi Mashma, du atzmecha. Die Gassien Hossom Rabbonon Makshal Dramea. I read that at that time certain children, they didn't survive very long, but some children who were in that form, they lived for a number of years. Then they died. Mio Yerushalmi Mashma, du atzmecha. Die Gassien Hossom Rabbonon Makshal Dramea. In other words, if let's say a woman gave birth, and even though the Yeloshna of Yerushalmi is a pure, but it doesn't mean pure. It doesn't mean pure. It means that she was living. So if a woman gave birth to a child whose face was a human face, but the goof was in the shape of a raven. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, something as strange as this. And then, since the goof is in the shape of a bird, of a raven, so it's standing on a tree. Listen, it can fly, it can climb everything. But the face is a human face. So then Emily Bechalitz, Beyabein, he can be young, he can give flitze, he has the status of a human being. The Hoda Koma Adat Makshil Rameya Tikshil Rabbanon, the Omer, Nos. The first Yerushalmi, so yes, the Kontramea, not only where the face is a human face and the goof is an air. You see, that's the other part of the Yerushalmi. Suppose she gave birth to a child who is completely in the shape of a raven. But Ramea says that her palace can mean Behimo Chayovei, so the mother is related. That means that Behimo Bimei Odom has a din of an Orom. Because if you wouldn't have a din of an Orom, why should the mother be related? After all, the mother is related if she gives birth to a human blood, not a Behime, you see. So according to Rameya, so Behime, so Bimei Odom, even if the whole group is Nidmusayri, has it been of an Odom? So then we have a very strange situation. If a woman would give birth to an Eirek Mamesh, a regular Eirek, and then he'll be in the Rish Dekel, so he's not going to be a human being, the mother is the lady contra me. Emily Bechalitz Biyane. Strange. How do come Adat Makshel Rameya? Tikshel Rabon? You can raise such a curious question according to Rabon too. The Omer Rabbi Yechanin Kuli Odom Uponot Behemo, Eni Vlad. Kuli Behemo Uponot Odom Vlad. Kuli Odom Uponot Behemo. So Rameya says something in Yerushalmi. The Tower of Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara only says here, if Kulei Odom, Rupin Chayish upon a Odom Odom, for the mothers, maybe it's only in respect to the mother being male lady, but Kulei Odom and Kulei Odom upon a Chayish for the Klum, the mother is not even male lady, but maybe only in regard to Miss Lady there is a child, but in regard to other things he doesn't have a din of a human being just because the face, the skull, is a human skull. But Yerushalmi says no. Yerushalmi says, Kuli Odom, Tana Behime, Eime Gichere Betecha, Eime Beli Shachtecha. So suppose that a child is born, and has the group of an Odom, but the face is the face of a Behime. So Mele, so what does Rabbi Yehuda say? He has a din of a Behima. Suppose he's very intelligent and the musical career, he reads the Torah. So somebody, so Shochet can come over to him and tell him, please, I want to shecht you, you are Behemes, I'll shecht you. So, you look it up in your Shalom and need it. Because the Torah is only being shecht. The other way, kule behima upon of Aida Adam, but the group is like behima, the melee is flowers the lamb like behima, in the chiles besode, behima bechaleis beyaben, bechaleis beyaben. So in other words, so from the thesis of Rosh, it is mashma here, thesis of Rosh is mashma, that the pshat in the Yerushalmi is kipshute. Is kipshute that according to Rabbi Yechon, if not for the Yerushalmi, we would say Rabbi Yechon's din only applies to Tumas Leida. Tumas Leida is a special Zerzakos. A special Zerzakos. We see, I mean, that according to Ramatam, most Hashemim, so Rameya Shiti is that even if it's Kule Behime, so it's never been since, it's never been Yitzhak Odom, so he has a din of the human blood, regarding to Mashiach. But regarding other things, if he's a Behime, he's a Behime, he's not a human being. But from Yashomu, we see that, the shape of the skull is the criteria. Not only Ligabi Tumas Leide, but Ligabi everything. Ligabi everything. Can be Chilitz, can be Miyab. And the Prechodosh in Yerodeye, mentioned that Yerushalayim, God in the Prechodosh, that's Kipshit. There is one Achraim, Shubo Miyab. I never saw it, I mean, in that Sefer. Shubo Miyab. And he says, that the Pshat Yerushalmi is beaten you, not the Nechusim. Not the Nechusim. That the Yerushalmi is saying, Kuli Odom Uponav Behemo in Vlad. Kulo Behemo Uponav Odom Vlad. So far is Nechusim. That Kuli Odom Uponav Behemo Eime Vichere Vichere. It's not Vistab. And But from the Prechodosh, and the Prechodosh says that it's Kipshute b'nechuse, not b'kniyot. And he mentioned that it's Rosh. The Prechodosh, I think, is in Siman Yud Gimel Melchashri. Anyway, all right. The Sefer Tshuva Me'av, I don't know where you can find it. I never saw it. Tshuva Me'av. But the Encyclopedia Talmudis, the first chilik on Odom mentions the Tshuva Me'av. Odom. Tell about it. Gufi. Now we know. Omar Adir Marach. Leomor Rab Meir Elohoi Rub Mimei Yiskayim. Omar Adir Meir Medikdeh. Avanana Metione, that is not Miskayim, Bimei Behemo. It's only the meaning Miskayim. I mean, I'm sorry, Bimei Odom, it's not Miskayim. only the Minus Mitzrayim, the Meir Behemois Mitzrayim, but Meir Odom Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. Where did we learn it? Hamapeles Kim Behemois Chayobeim. So, Vlad Mahalyo. So, Diver Rav Meir, the mother is Meir Leder. V'chachomim Imrim, Hachihim Behi Mitzurasom. But if it's a regular behemoth in the shape of a behemoth, so the mother is not merely. We are called sandal. Sandal meal means if the fetus has no shape, you can't recognize human shape or behemoth shape, it's just a shapeless object. So that's sandal. Uyishaye. Shaye means a placenta. Shaper Mehoken means that it's a fetus and you can recognize the Yvonne there. Vayetzi Mechutach. And then she gave birth to another baby. So the question is, the second baby comes after this miscarried baby. Does it have a din of a poor, or it doesn't have a din of a poor? So Abu Achav Pril in Achlo. So the second child that comes after that, that is born after that, so has a din of a poor, the Gabin Achlo. Ben Pril Likayen. Because the Gabi Kayen, so it has to be Petarechem. And since he wasn't the first in the womb, so Mele, the second one was not the first in the womb, so Mele doesn't have it. So the second one does not have the Dina Petarachem. This Al-Gedaito, the Chaye, but the Gabi Nachle, so the second one has the Dina Petarachem Nachle. But if the first one is viable, so why should the second one have a din of a poor? It's like his second child. These are the chay avrach of pearl and achle miyave omarod veleilom dechay. There is no right. It's not that Rabbi is chilling. He says that it is viable. Rabbi can agree with that Gemara said, but there is no right. We could say that it's high. But why did you ask? So why is the second one have a din of a poor in Achra? Because Shanos and Makorish is saying we should leave it double. Your possession leave it double. In other words, the first one cannot have a din of a poor in Achra because only a child for whom the father cares. But for this kind of a fetus, the father doesn't care. Some melee, is not a prelinach. So the second one is a prelinach. Now let's see the Rashi. If an anam tion lechay and tals kim vien chay yid yore meyari shim tachas tchay yom habatane. If you're an achlu mchay lechay choshim vorozo, and tals kim vien chay yid abu achlu an achlu ala prelinach yid 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 החומר מהם נשי במצור השונו מן פידס אבו אחו פרס כן סנדון סנדון צור פרוסו סנדון צור פרוסו שם צור הספונות מכרס שאין סנדו בלבד אחר, מטל דרך כביר, הוא נמח עם פרק פירקין, משה אומר שאין סך כביר, ואז הוא צריך לאחר, ואיזה סנדו בלבד, שאין פייטי אסך, ומפיטין קיין. או ישאליה, די ישאליה בלבד. ופייטי אסך בלבד, ואחר זמן, שפיר, יתפוס הבלבד, מרוקים, שמור יום ונקום, צריך כאן פייטין פרושבו. הבלבד, ואחר לבד, כל נחל, נחל, לחי, משלולו, לבוא מסעה בלעו מייסי וחוש מנח לו all right, now there is another very difficult thing all right. בואי נראה בעד הברה ומה הבאים לרד מייר יום הבאים ובני איש עוד ועד מעל יאו Odom bimei behim o mai. So, according to the Meir, that when a woman aborts a fetus that is in the shape of a behemoth, so she's nearly there. So that means that a behemoth fetus, bimei isho, is what ma'ayu. In other words, it's nigrar after the mother. If the mother is a human being, so then the fetus, no matter how it looks, also has a din like a human blood, because it's nigrar after the mother. So the question is the opposite way. Odom bimei behemoth. Suppose there is a fetus in the womb of a behemoth that is in the shape of a human being. So just as Rav Meir, so we can say that just as Rav Meir says, in the case of a behemoth meisha that is nigger after the mother, since the mother is a human being, so the behemoth also has the status of a human being in spite of the shape being the shape of a behemoth. The same way, conversely, we could say if the fetus is in the shape of a human fetus and is made a behemoth, so it's also, since the mother is a behemoth, so it's nigger after the mother and it's considered as a behemoth, in spite of the fact that the shape is of a human being. Because the mere holds, it's nigger after the mother. It's near the mother is a being, is an Odom, so the blood is also an Odom, regardless of the shape. And if the mother, and similarly, conversely, the mother is a behemoth, so the blood, the fetus, is also a behemoth. So mainly it's mutabachil. So it's mutabachil. Lash or not, maybe Rav Meir only says that the behemoth be the Odom has a status of an Odom. But Odom be the behemoth should have a status of a behemoth, that Rav Meir doesn't say. Lash to go back to Rashi. This is how Rashi explained. And one Russian takes. Odom bimei moshochto matzukot musodomar mi amrinon keiched odom bimei abosar mimei hochana mezil abosar behemo vishor lachile ona. The tipshli plin yehot Rabbi Yochanan di oma Rabbi Yochanan hasheiched es abehemo umotzukot musyeino asuro bachile. So it's also machile, even though the shape is also a mean of a balchai, but not of a behemoth. Mamesh, so it's also machile. Certainly, if it is in the shape of a human being, it certainly should be also machile. So Gemara says, Hochashte, Hosom liparsi sike, liparsi sike, Hoche, Nidi parses leke, parse niri. Let's see Rashi. Eifin li parse, aval odom, so an eif has no parse. Not only he doesn't have parses, he doesn't have cloven feet, he doesn't have a hoof altogether, he doesn't have. But a human being does not have cloven feet, like the main stairs, but he has a hoof. He has a hoof, he has a foot, not cloven. So he says, pass, even the pass of Odom, the pass is lacking. Shame pass is of stukis, it's not cloven, his feet. Shame is neakovin, cloven, behemo. But pass and yike, but he has a hoof. Uchsif koma freses pass of the behemo secheo. The means of the behemo, cold, cold man shall yotz of Adrail. I forgot the inlel of pass of. Ichli, va filu l'rafshinen domakol ben poro osea, maybe with the Yishchato Imei, the Nimtso B'Meyer, or the Muter, Wochen vor in Firi Beimam Kake. So maybe it's no right. So it appears that the Gemara was not preaching the child, but that Shaila should not be relevant to us, because according to Rashi's Pshat, the Shaila Davaye is only Alibid Rameya, but Alibid Rabbanon is only Alibid Rameya. Rameya says that if a woman miscarries a fetus in the shape of a baby, the mother is mutilated, that means that he has a deen, a status of a human blood. Why? But he looks completely like a behemoth. Why should he have the status of a human blood? Because he's meager after the mother. So maybe we apply it conversely also, the same concept. That if the mother is a behemoth, even though the fetus is the shape of a human fetus, he's also meager after the mother, and he has a deen of a behemoth, so maybe he's mutabachile, or in this case, he's not nigger after the mother. He's not the other man. That's a mashenkin according to Rabbanon, that the behemoth of the Isha does not have a din of the human blood. So certainly, an odom, the behemoth, does not have a din of the behemoth, and it's certainly also machil. So this is what most Rishonim say. However, that the Shaila is not following us. The Shaila is only a little bit of Mia, but we don't pass like a Mia. However, the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis passes that this is a vital issue, even though the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis certainly passes like a Mia, still, he has a disopic. Whether it's Mutabachil or Pesikash, against the Rashbo. Now let's see the tasis. Umotso bod musya. Bim teima. Bidimu rabbonu loyu rabbeya. What kind of a kashi? Maybe when Rabbi Yechanan says, Asher zabeinu umotso bod musyeinu asuro v'achilei. So he mentions that Alibi de Rabbonon, because we don't pass like Rabbeya. In Alibi de Rabbonon, there is no aloha of nigra after the aim. That's only we find that concept in Rabbeya. But Alibi de Rabbonon, Alibi de Rabbonon, so he's not nigra after the mother. So Mimele, even though the mother is a beimo, but the pite says it musheino, so it doesn't have a din of a blood beimo. So Mimele is a soba achile. V'yesh leima. ויש לימא ומתין הבו לרבי יחנן למימא לרבונון מוצו דמוסי לרבונון מוצו דמוסי. So רבי יחנן doesn't say לרבונון מוצו דמוסי, and he says stam. So it's much my according to everybody, even according to me. That's in accordance with Rashi. Iname, then it is another pshat also. יש לימא ולא יבוא אלי אלו if you don't call we say blood beimo be miodo the odom be mei beimo naro namu korovlat oloi avo le rabonon pshita le yishore ke mikre blood elo odom be mei yishore. So Tesis in the second version says, on the contrary, not as Rashi says, and the stasis in the first wash, that the Shaila is only the Rameya, but according to Rabbanon, it's definitely Osea, because in order to be Muta, it must have a Chalei Shem, Vlad Behemo, Bimei Behemo. So called the Behemo Techeu. So then it's Muta, Bishudasim, Bempakui. So And according to the Rabbanon, it's not a lot. Some mele, it is certainly so. So it is certainly muter in this case. So it's considered, you see. The baye is only liboyle elrabe. The vidova kalu seyu vlad beimo. Bimiyodom. Some mele, it's possible to argue that odom bibehimo name kod vlad. Avle rabonon. The mother is not important. The fact that the mother is a human being has no significance in regard to the status of the child. So mele avle rabonon shitale di shore lo yikre vlad elo odom bimeisho. So according to the rabonon, so what is considered a vlad? What is considered a vlad? A vlad and odom bimeisho is considered a vlad. But if it is such an aberration that if it is a behemoth b'meyodom, a behemoth b'meyodom, or odom b'meyodom is not a lot. That's a very strange, unusual aberration. So what kind of status does it have? It's an additional anger. In other words, according to the Rabbanon, if there is an odom, a behemo, b'mei odom, so it's considered like an additional eva. It's not a vlad. A vlad is something that is natural, but something that is so aberrational. A human, a behemo form in the womb of a woman is considered like additional, that this woman has a certain aberrational aver. Additional aver! Like somebody has a cancer, a growth. So he has a certain kind of growth in the womb. It's not considered a blood. It's not natural. It's not natural. Some maybe if it's an additional aver, so it's certainly more. Some maybe the same thing would be true of an odom b'mei behemo, a human form in the womb of a behemo is considered like a growth, a monstrous growth in the womb of the behemo. So the growth has a beautiful appearance. It has the appearance of a human being. So that doesn't make it it's a growth. It's a beautiful, strange, aberrational growth. Aberrational growth. Some mele, if it's an additional eva, so of course, you shech the behemoth, and suppose the behemoth has an additional eva. Instead of having, the only shaila is in regard to treife. But like this, suppose if a woman has an additional if a behemoth has an additional hind leg, so called yesaknotlome, so it's a traitor, so it's a bachir. But if a woman has an additional hind leg, so called yesaknotlome, so it's traitor. So it is just as if one hind leg is missing. But suppose a behemoth has an additional foreleg. Foreleg is so it's like as if a hand is missing. So then it's not treife. So it's mutabachile. And an additional hind leg, so because of treife, called yes, another dome. But otherwise it would be mutabachile. So here too, according to the Rabbonon, if it pshites that the human shape in the womb of the behemoth is mutabachile because it's not a blood. But according to Rameo, we see that a behemoth shape in a woman's womb has it not rather mother is in a lady? So conversely, it could also be true that he has it in a midwad. But according to the Rabbanon, it certainly would have. Aber Rabbanon still in Shah, the Mikra Blad or the May in Isha. My Sarai and the Rabbeichan and Domar Asur after the Rabbanon, the Kolishkin with a man. So the Teres Abayis is difficult. Whether the Teres Abayis explain the Gemara like Rashi or like Tesfes, it shouldn't be a Bible Lifshah. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, in the first question Tesfes, so the Rabbonon, it is certainly Osa. And according to this Pshat, second question, it is certainly Mutah. And he says it's a Bible Lifshah. But we don't pass like a Meah. So how is the Bible? אמר רבי ימי ברב, אמר רב אקומד, אם גופי תאי או שפונו בודו מאודו, אודו, גופי אודו מופונו פתאי, יש לו יקלום, ולא יקלום, לא ינח לקו, אלו שפונו בודו, וניפרו בי נחס כנאים, now one thing, it's curious, you look up in the Encyclopedia Talmud, it's another, the first thing, so there he mentions the Tshuva Me'av. So the Tshuva Me'av explains the Yerushalmi Bitnio. But if it's explained Bitnio, so then the Pshat could be in the Yerushalmi, that in neither case does he have it in the Olam. Whether the goof is of an Olam, and the ponim is of a Bein, or vice versa, the ponim is of an Olam, and the goof of a Bein, or so in neither situation does he have a din of an Olam. In other words, in order to have a din of an Olam, he must have the shape of a goof of an Olam and the shape of the face of an Olam. But the Tshuva Me'av doesn't explain it. As far, he says, that the Pshat in Yerushalmi is that the whole aloche of Gufi Taish, Uponov, Odom, Gufi Odom, Uponov Taish, the Loi Klum, is Ligabi to Meslede. Ligabi to Meslede, so it depends upon the face, the shape of the face. If the shape of the face is a human shape, so then he has a din of an Odom, the Gabi to Meslede, the mother is the lady. And if the shape of the face is a behemoth's face shape, so then the mother has a din of the behemoth, the Gabi to Meslede. So it's not human one. But as far as the Issa Tzich is concerned, so we could say, if we explain the Yerushalmi not the Mechuse, but Bitnio, that the Pshat in Yerushalmi, in order that he should be able to Issa Tzich, then he must completely have the shape of a human being. But if the child that is born is a monstrous appearance, and let's say, the face is of the behemoth, or the goof is of the behemoth. So then there is no loisilsa. He's not allowed to shacht. There is loisilsa. So, I mean, he is allowed to shacht. There is no loisilsa. But the Tshuva Me'av explains it differently. He says, as far as the Issa Tzich is concerned, so in either case there is an Issa Tzich. Because if the face is a human face, so then he has an aspect of Olam, because the face is a human face. So In other words, inasmuch as she was given birth by a woman, and the face is human face, some has a din of an orom, and there is leisiyotach of yishachet, and vice versa. If the face is of a behemoth, but the goof is a human goof, and it was given birth by a woman, so he also has the status of Adam, and there is an insolvency, according to the Chumash. But according to the Pechodosh and the Pramigodim, and that's how it's mashma, from this is Rosh, so it's been Yechusim. So in regard to Yisirtzach, if the face is human face, so then there is Yisirtzach, even though the good is of a behemoth. And if the face is a behemoth face, even though the goof is of an olamic shechter, there is no result. Omar Rav Yirmi Barabi Omar Rav Hakel Meidin Gufi Tayosh Upon of Odom Odom Gufi Odom Upon of Tayosh Veliku Lelech Liku Elosh Upon of Odom Vinivro Bain Achas Kibayim Sheremei Areimer Mitzuras Odom V'chachomim Eimrim Kol Tzuras Kol Tzuras. So all the Rishim point out, I mentioned before, that insofar as the mayor is concerned, so not only Ponovodom Binivro Bain Nachas Gibehimo, so he has a din of a blood Odom, and the mother is near lady, but even the whole face is Gibehimo, but one eye is a human eye, so it's also the mother is near lady. Shabmeyarim Mitzurasoda, Hachomim Emrim, Kol Tzurasoda. Let's see the Rashi. Kufitai Shpun of Odom Odom Ulbos, and Tzuras Ponim Adlinon, Bain Yachat Beim Achas Min Ovil Beim O. Om Alei Rabbi Yom Yebarabe. Om Golei Rabbi Yom Yebarabe. Vo Yifretanye, Rabmeyarim Meir Kol Tzuras, Vachachomim Emrim Mitzuras. As a matter of fact, the Mishneh has the Loshen Chachomim Kol She'en Lei Mitzuras Odom. So why doesn't the Gemara ask from the Mishneh? That's a Kashya Tesis, it's also discussed. All right. So, but he has seen from the price. V'yif Katanya, Rav Meir Ein Lei Kol Tzuras, Chachomim Ein Lei Mitzuras, Om Aluhui, Tanya, Tanya. Now, let's see the Rashi. Here there is a Machlokes Rashi in this. Rav Meir Ein Meir Meitzuras, Chachomim Ein Meir Meitzuras, Sherav Meir Ein Meir, Kim Sheish, Beitzuras Odom, Havavlad, V'yaf Al Gav Dein Kol Tzurosei, Kitz, no, that, V'kitz also, Bo'yif Katanye, Sherav Meir Ein Meir Kol Tzuras, V'ay Kol Tzuras, so it's more, Itanye Tanye, all right, in other words, Rav Tanye Upol, the Bryce says differently. I say, Rav says that the Rabbonon is who say Kol Tzuras, and Remeir is the one who says Mitzvah. V'rariv chetanye shremeir ima Kol Tzuras, v'hai Kol Tzuras Remeir horek oma. Kol shu Tzuras odon shebriya v'dlad, v'afil kol ponov tayesh, elo shenivro bayin achas, oydiles esachas, hadim eliodom. וחכמים אומרים מצורס, עד שהם במקצת סורו ניכרס, גן חוצי הפרצות, דמר ליודון. So, Rashi's pshat is very strange. And all the people says the Kashi against Rashi. Because Pashi is a lotion of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Voyif Ketanye, what does it mean, Voyif Ketanye? That Rav Meir is the one who says, what you attribute to the Rabbanon, it has just the opposite. And the Chachomim say what you attribute to the Meir, but according to Rashi Pshat, it's not like that. It's not Yifrei that the Meir and the Rabbanon say reverse things. As far as the Meir is concerned, so according to the Braise, the Meir says the same thing, but he uses his question of semantics. you know, he uses another expression. It's a question of semantics. Because what Rav Meir says, the Braise says Ifre. But what is the Ifre insofar as Rav Meir is concerned? He uses another lotion, Kol Tzuras. But what does he mean by Kol Tzuras? He doesn't mean by Kol Tzuras what Rav says, Kol Tzuras Alibi Rabbon. When Rav uses the expression Kol Tzura Alibi Rabbon, so what does it mean? It means that the whole faith has to be a human faith. If there is one Eder that is not human, so then he is not a human God. Except the ear, it doesn't count, all right. But if there is one cheek that has the shape of a behemoth cheek, if there is one eye that has the shape of a behemoth eye, so according to the Rabbanon, it's not, the mother is not merely. But when the Braise says, Alibi de Rav Meir, the Braise says, Alibi de Rav Meir Kol Tzuras, Rav Meir means, the Braise means Kol Tzuras. What does it mean, Kol Tzuras? Kol Tzuras, it doesn't mean call the whole face, but a mashu of the face. So it's an open. So Rameya means the same thing, except he uses different expressions. It's a question of semantics. That's very strange. So all the Rishayim machilik Rashi, except the Ramban. The Ramban agrees with Rashi. So, Ifre does not have to be, according to Rashi, usually Ifre means reverse roles, but here Ifre doesn't mean reverse roles. It means, insofar as the Rabbonim are concerned, it's a different cheek. Not Ifre in the sense reverse roles. For Ifre Tanya, Ifre in respect to the Rabbonim, because according to Rav, the Rabbanon Shit is that in order that a mother should be a lady, so the whole face must be human face. Suppose half of the face is human. That's it. This divide, half of the face is human. And the left half of the face is behemoth shape. So then, according to Rav, the Rabbanon say that the mother is not a lady. But according to the Bible says, as long as half of the face, let's say one cheek, one eye, you see, and half of the forehead is a human shape, so then the mother is merely. When is the mother not merely there? Even half of the skull is not the human form. So the Ifrem doesn't mean reverse roles, but Ifrem means that there is different spores in regard to the Rabbonim. According to Rav, the Rabbonim's slumbus is that he has, the mother is a lady only, the whole face is a human shape. And according to the Braise, the Rabbonim's slumbus is that it's half of the face. But half of the face has to have all the body, all it, except the ear doesn't count. The parrot, and let's say one half of the parrot is a human parrot, one cheek is a human parrot, one eye is a human parrot. One eye is a human parrot. I mean, in respect to the nose, I don't know. I mean, what is the nose? There are no two noses, there is only one nose. So what does it mean? That half of the nose has to be human. So then even if the other half, I suppose, that's the way it is. Now again, Voyifre Tanya Shremir in the Kotsuras, by Kotsuras Ramiohakama, Kotsuras on the Shimbayab with Lava, Pukopon of Tay, Ushiva by Nahas, Sigles, Sahas, Adim Lodon, Rahomim Mitsuras, Achimix, Suon Keres, King Hotsia, Pals, Udim Lodon. So the Yifre is Migatra Rabban, Migatra Meir Berichon. Just another expression, but it means the same thing, that according to Rav. Tanya Tanya, Shomaiti Ani Mirav, Ma Shomarti, Avo Atem Hoi Yish Nishin Yodeichem Lichu Acheron. Omer Rabbi Yerubarab, Omer Rabbi Yechanen, Meitzach, Ve'advini, Ve'anayim, so it's in the plural sense. The whole Meitzach, and Ve'advini, Ve'anayim, Ve'advini, the eyebrows, Ve'anayim, the eyes, both eyes. Ve'alsoteis, the cheeks, both cheeks, the Gabis HaZokon, Ache Kulom Kiechot. I shkun kechot, rove omachase, no, not in the plural, meitzach, if half of the center achievement on the chief. As you come to Echot, the Rabbonon, the Paul, the Somoch, the Rabbi Yomieki Rabbonon, the Pippir Sharab, the Tufte, the Rab Hanamu, Paulik, the Loyhoda Ben Maidamre, Rabbonon, Mamayom Rabbonon, the boy called to Rasot. The Hoda Koshik Rabbi Yomieki, also, so why does he have to enumerate? All the boy, the chin, the cheeks, let him say the whole face. The answer is, he wants to tell us that only the other is born in the face, other than the ear. The ear doesn't cover. But chase mentions only half of the face. The answer is, So even though the Gemara uses the expression loitlige, so you could think loitlige, there is no machlekes, but there is a machlekes. In other words, it's not loitlige that one is like the Rabbonon and one is like Chameya, but both are like the Rabbonon, except that one is like the Rabbonon is Rav, according to Rav's version of the Rabbonon, and one is like Rabbon according to the Chaisis version. So Rabbi Yechanan is like Rab's version of the Rabbon, and Rabbon Chase's version is like the Braisa of the Rabbon, but there is still Machlekes, because according to Rab, the Rabbon holds that the whole face has to be in the human form, not half of the face. Both cheeks, both eyes, the whole nose, both eyebrows, everything, the whole cheek, everything. And according to the Braise and Rova Machase, half of the face has to be in the human form. Then, Meis, Tsuras Panushon Wafu, Parts of Echon Napa Tsufin, Chutz Minois, and remember the Had Namesage? So, the Braise says, the Braise in the Sefer, that even one feature is enough. One eva of the face is enough. So it's Ikashe against Rove Omachase, because Rove Omachase says, that meitzach va'agabon va'ayin va'aleses, so it has to be the whole half of the face, not just one either. The Rashi. A few parts of echod, either echod, that's how the more assumed, in any mitzvah, you less echod, the din lodman bevlad, chusman is nayu, osman pishlodom, usholt, that doesn't count. Usholt, osik vimu, lechoshet parzu, Al mandol mitzura b'chatzage, b'kashe l'robe d'oma achase? Omar Abaye, kitanya ayin li'aki, kitanya, uchi mandol ma'kol tzuras, omar Rashi. אמר הבית קטניה היא לעקב תניה, קוראים לה צור הסנין שום חכומי, היא מעקבי מפילו, היא דרך אותי באימא מעקבי, חוץ מן האיזה, תלוי מעקבי, וכן מנדונה לרבונון, כל צור הסנין סופני. So when the Bryson Giuseppe says, צור הסנין שום רפיל פרצת אחת, in a pasukim which means one idea, except the Eizen, that doesn't count, so it doesn't mean that one idea is enough to make it, to give it the status of a vladaron. It means one idea in the head face is miyakev, even if all the other ivorim in the head face aren't uniform. Let's say, if one eye is a behema, even though in the head face all the other ivorim are human ivorim, so mele it does, the mother is not really. Uchimandoma kultura kitaya yilakitaya from the church of Chachamim makna from the yilakit behim makhe chuch meizem doi makhe uchimandoma lerabonon kultura smisut me ויעבור גד ומוצלי פני כדי זהו חידרד מאיר דומה כולו צורס נכללו פני כבוד ואי בואי נסיים לילום כימן דומה מי צורס ומאי אחד אחד ומאי אחד 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 it doesn't so ומאי אחד doesn't mean just one either one either of each of the evil. In other words, so that half of the face would have all the involvement in the human form. My echo echot in a poor shivon, the echo in the odum kchasi, domar ayin ba'alesis, uch mandoma min atzuras. Oma rove nivro ba'inachas b'yerechecho v'natsadu mitmeo, b'emtsay mitheo, oma rove veshet noku, so he make me up. Veshti otum is ime teheo. Me'atzad she'ina b'tzidir yedeich b'tzidir sham me'odom veshti nokuf he make me up. Kosova atreif v'chayo. Veshti otum so soon, so then he certainly cannot live at all. So then ime is teheo. So it's not considered as it was. Now the thesis, so there is no time to go over the thesis. So tomorrow we'll go over the thesis, and then we'll go then the Mishneh, the first Mishneh, that's a Magimon with Beis, so it's a middle in Israel, B'tchilas Avestes, up to the Mishneh, the first Mishneh, stops on the Dalet on the base. All right, I mentioned, I don't know whether I will be able to reach that tomorrow, I don't know. But anyway, I mentioned the Gemore, what did I mention? From this test on the Dalet and the Badr, the Zeus came up. He had done with Tomer, which is also up to Tomer Abba. If you have time to go over it, why not? I don't know what I'm doing. So we should cover the Gemara that I'm going to give you in some of that.
Sugios and Sakhas Nido Shirchov Hei, Bala Shishiva Ches Cheshun Hei Tokshim Mem Vav, October
23rd, 1985, on Wednesday. According to Ashi, the Gemara is very strange, because the Gemara says, Vodit Chetanye, Tadneyarim Akol but it's Yitre means the reverse. But according to Rashi Pshat, it's not a reverse in any way, because according to Rav, so the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Meir is in regard to the question as to whether, in order to have a status of the rat, so the Chachamim say the whole face must be in human form, and if any one eiver is not in the human form, so then he doesn't have the status of the blood, and the mother is not Meirede. Whereas, according to Rav Meir, says that if just one eiver, one eiver is in the human form, so the mother has the status of the blood, and the mother is Meirede. That's according to Rav. And according to the Braise, it's not a reverse. So Rav Meir Shiti is the same, that one eiver in the human form makes him into a blood, so that the mother is meiuleded. Is meiuleded. Just one eiver. But, in the Braise, Rav Meir uses another expression. So it's a question of semantics then. So as far as Rav Meir is concerned, Rav Meir Shiti is the same according to Rav and according to Rav. And as far as the Chachamim is concerned, so there is a difference. According to Rav, so the Chachamim Shiti is that the whole face has to be in human form. If one eiver is not in the human form, so it doesn't have the din of the blood. And according to the Braise, the Chachamim say only half of the face, half of the skull has to be in human form. So why ifre? All right. So according to the Ramban agrees with Rashi Pshat, and he mentions this discussion of ifre. He says ifre means that the svores in the Chachamim are different. That's what different means. Okay. Now, let's go over the things. Sharad Meir Meir Mitzurasov Pirish Bekuntres Miksas Kol Tzurasai Bileses Begabas Hazok. Chachamim in Kol Tzuras, Mishnei Zorim, the whole skull, the whole face, Beizinayim, Beizlisos, Beizinayim. I mean, Vav Rav Rav Meir, Kalidome Klau Lodom, Meir Leide, Mishin Zersiv Ben Yitzire, Kidome Lodom, Boye Shei Deimele Bin Miktsas Kolaitzir. So that's this Veshite that is counter to Ashishite. Even though Ashishite is not so explicitly spelled out here. But all the Sheikhs say it in the name of Rashi. And it's much more less than Rashi. But he doesn't spell it out explicitly. Anyway, I didn't see that Rashi should spell it out explicitly. But all the Sheikhs say that according to Rashi, so Rabbi Yomi Barabba Omarab is Chilik and the Amaronim in the previous Daf, who say that Rameya Stam is because we Nemro Beitzira Kibiolo. So according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that the Tam of Rav Meir is, who Nemro Beitzira Kibiolo, so then Rav Meir holds that even if the blood of fetus is completely in a behemoth poor shape, completely good, pony, everything, so the mother is still nearly just a cousin. No smallness. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabi Omarav, so Rabbi is made that the fetus is completely in the form of a gehine, so then the mother is not nearly. Furthermore, that even if the good is in the human form, but the pony is completely in a behemoth shape, so then Rav Meir is made that the mother is not violated. But the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is in the case where the pony is in human form, but now according to Rashi, the machleki between Rabbi and the Chachomim is when one eiver of the pony is in the human form, one eye. So then Rabbi Meir says, since one eiver one eiver in the face of the fetus is in the shape of a human being, so Mele has the status of a human blood, and the mother is Mele. And according to the Chachonim, only the whole face is in the human shape. Then the mother, then he has the status of the blood, and the mother is Mele. That's Rashi. So then, but he says, and that's Rabban Tam is it Rashi. So this Shita is that there is no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel and Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Rabbi or Marav. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Rabbi or Marav is also made it, that according to Rabbi Meir, if the fetus is a regular behemoth, so then the mother is male because of Girls Hakos without scars. Because Nemo Benitzireki Odo. But there are two halachas from the Amish. One is if the fetus is in the shape of a regular behemoth Chayavo, so then on the basis of the Girls Hakos of Nemo Benitzireki Odo, so the mother is male. And then if the fetus is not even in the shape of a regular baby, but it has in the face one feature that is human, so Mr. Asvore has a din of the blood, and the mother is male. Yes.
So, wouldn't you have to say, according to Meir, the fetus has to be completely have the face of a human? If it's So wouldn't you have to say that the fetus has to have a complete shape like a human? Not just one eiver?
Not just one eiver.
But Rabbi Yehuda, so he says that after the Talmidim, after Shaul and Rav Yirmiyahu, so they, so he just had a tiny tiny, so he changed, so Maskani is the mayor.
One second. According to this, the Rabbi Tam's Adashi. So far, I didn't mention it, but it's two separate things. But Rabbi Tam's Adashi is that when he says, when Rabbi Meir says, as you can see it, the thesis of Rosh, the Adashim don't spell it out, but the thesis of Rosh spells it out. This Rabbi Tam's Adashi said, when Rameyas, when the Lord says, Lo nechliku el shepon of Odom, the nivro by nachas ki behemo, so according to Rashi and Ramban, nivro by nachas ki behemo means, lav davke nivro by nachas ki behemo, even al nachas ki Odom, as long as there is a one human feature, so he has the status of the blood and the mother is male lady. And the reason is why the Gemara says, "Nivro by nachas behemo is alive the chachomim." That even the whole face, except for one eye, is in the human form. But as long as one feature is in the behemoth form, so then the mother is not male. Mashinkin, according to the other shittah from the time. Well, I didn't want to mention it, but you are right. I mean, why should I? I mean, So it should be pointed out right now. So according to Rabbi Natan's other shita, so when the Gemara says, so it doesn't mean it means half of the face is kibehemo and half of the face is up. You'll see it in the Jesus Rosh. That's the pshat. In other words, so there is a double machlekes, according to Rabbi Tam's Adashi, between Kondishite and the Adashite. So there is a double machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim. One in the case where the fetus is a regular baby. So Rabbi says, in the later, because of it, there is a cause of the outfit, it's then a little the other. And the Chachamim say, no, there is no such outfit. If the fetus is a regular baby. Then there is another machlekes in the Svore, according to Rabbi, if half of the face is in the human form, even though the other half is in the behemoth form, so he has been a status of the human blood and the mother is related. And according to the Chachamim, only if the whole face is in the human form, but if half of the face is in the human form, now. And so according to Rabbi Natan, when the Gemara says, "Loinechmikol shepono vodom b'nipro b'ayachas ki behemo," Al-Nachas Kibahema means one half of the face is Kibahema, and the other half of the face is Kiyoto. Now you'll see it. Oh, you'll see it that Jesus Rosh, in the second big line, Lunechliku Elo Shepono Bodom Binivro Ba'inechot Kibahema, Kileima Kol Sidi Echot Kibahema, one side. Kibayim, kiyam finuli kal hametzach agabim ba'alestis, v'ayim, achi yikulam kel. And Chachamim say the whole thing. So, period, we contrast. You see, I didn't want to mention that, because that is really mentioned the next day. Period, we contrast, miktsas chotzur asayim v'leses v'gabas hazokim. Chachamim emrim chotzur asayim משני צדדים, בין זיניים, ואף אגב לרמיה כבדומה כלל יודום, יסמי על ידי, אם the fetus is irregular behind it, good, and face, everything. So that's on the basis of the Zerosakosu. And במיניקאיו, מה שאין כן, but then there's another הלוכה by רמיה. ואף אגב לרמיה כבדומה כלל יודום, יסמי על ידי, משהו שמי צריך גם לאודום, but kidom el yodom boye sheidemele b'miktsas kol ha'yitzir. What does it mean b'miktsas kol ha'yitzir? Half of the skull, not just one either, you see, but half of the skull. We hope plukte dayek m'litnan v'hachomim emrim kol she'im b'yitzir ha'sodom v'liket. So the question is, where do we see in the Mishnah the other din by Rav Meir and the other din by the Chachomim? We only see spelled out in the Mishneh, in the case of Machleken between Rameh and Rachamim, in the case where, in the case where the fetus is irregular behavior, but in the case where the fetus has half a face that is in human form and half a face in the behavior form, we don't see that machlekes. So how do we know that there is another machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the case where half of the face is in the human shape and half of the face is in the behemoth shape? Oh, the hope looked at Daik Nitnan, the Chachamim and Kol Shein Bein Yitzirah Sodom. The Litzotone the Chachamim and Meir Vlad. Nichlau the Tligenam and the Vlad. שנקסוסי אודום ומקסוסי בהימא. ולרב מאיה במקסס קוצרוסי כל ולד, ולרבונון באי כל עצור. והוא דקטונה במסניסן ניצורס, so then it fashionalizes, but the Mishnah itself says, וחכומים נאירים, כל שאין בניצורס, Odomim ba. Chachamim don't say chachamim nimrim. Mishel don't say chachamim nimrim. Kol she'in bei kol tzuras. Odomim ba. But chachamim nimrim kol she'in bei mitzuras odomim ba. So, the Rach's Gilse is, the Rach's Gilse is that the trap says, that's Rav Yirsa, I mean, he has mentioned it, but let me mention it right now. Omer Rav Yirmi, Rav, Omer Rav, HaKalmedin, Gufi Tayo, Shepanov Odo, Omodo. Gufi Odo, Panov Tayo, Shalikrom, Loinach Liko, Lo Shepanov Odo, Vinivro, Vay Nachas Kiveimo. And what does it mean, Vinivro, Vay Nachas Kiveimo? Half of the face, Kiveimo. And the other half, the other eye, and the other half brow, and the other brow, and the other half chin, and the other half forehead. So it is in the form of a human being. So I suppose God only will buy a husband anymore. She had made a mikol to her son. Not that the girl says here. She had made a mikol to her son. She had made a mikol to her son. לחכמים אומרים יצור הסודום, אומר לילה, אומר לילה, לרב ירמי ברבי ולביב קטניה, רב מאיר מאיר, מי צורס, והחכמים אומרים, חכמים אומרים כל צורס, אומר לו, תניה תניה, זה צורס יוס, אין פרישנים, אסיום, זה צורס יוס, וזה פשטנו בגמורה, והדרך, is exactly the same as Rabbi Natan. Except that whereas Rabbi Natan has the Girse that now takes, Sharamei Areimei, whereas the Rabbi Natan has the Girse now takes, Sharamei Areimei Mitzura Sodom Chachomim Kol Tzura Sodom, so the Rach has the Girse, Sharamei Areimei Kol Tzura Sodom, V'chachomim emre mi tzurasom. And what does mi tzurasom mean? Not one eiver, as Rashi explains, but it means half face. Half of the face, half of the skull. Half of the skull. Alright. So, what with the diet, nitan rachomim kosh mi tzurasom, nitan rachomim vlad, nichlal nitlinam vlad, tzurasom, 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 Amir mixas kol tzurosei, kol vlad. What is mixas kol tzurosei? Now that's important, according to Rabbi Natan, and Tesis, and all the Rishenim, except the Rambam. The Rambam is the only Rishon I know who explains like Rashi, in both Shotim and Rashi, in respect to the question as to whether there is a machleket between Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Shmuel and Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Amarav, and in respect to the pshat in Mitzuras alone, that it means one either, not heavens. But all other Rishonim agree with the Shita Bantam. The Chachomim Emreim, in the Vlad, we call the Pligin and Vlad, which was also the Behemo, Ramin was also the Rossi called Vala, born by Kotsuro, Behod the Tonem Masnisi Mitzuras. So according to the Rav Gil said there is no Kashe, because Rabbi saying, Rav Meir in their call to us, and Chachomim in the need to us. But Rav Natan has our Gilse. That's why Tesis is the Kashe. But the Masnis need to us, Rav Meir come out. Lididon being on call to us, Lididon, Chidaloch, Meir, the Mixa Sodi.
Things. I have a flowing unit. Can help.
Vatani Yivre. Mir haben ein Postum. Für ich habe ein Tres. Kochua, du ein Echot, du ein Lesser zu tun. Chachone Memrin, Mitzuas, Kochotia zu. Die Koschel Brusche. Die Kochzuge der Rab und die Preise in den Schobisch. When Rab uses the expression Kochzuge, it means the whole face. And when the Preise uses the expression Kochzuge, it means the Masse of the face. Weil die Behotan Yitre und haben Yitre Mamesh. Because Reb Meir Shiti is the same, according to Rab and according to the Braise, except that Rab uses the expression Yitzure, meaning the single labor in human form, and the Braise uses the expression Kol, meaning the Mashu of the face. Which is the same thing, a single labor and a uniform. Veid, the Rabbi Rabbechan in the Somo, Pliga Abraise. Not only Rabbi Shechan Abraise, but Rabbechan also. Because Rabbechan says, Meitzach ve'adim ve'inayim ve'alisotis ve'gabis ha'sokon, actually, Kulum Keachot. So, Bishleim Rav. We say Rav Tanu Upolik, but Rav Yechanan is not a Tane. Veit. The Rav, the Rav Yechanan is some of Pliga Abrais, the Rav Yechanan Lekalem, not a Tanu Upolik, my Rav. Kirimashma Perekama Diksuves, Gabein Birkas Hassan in Aminyan. So, the Gemara says, in respect to Rav, Rav Tanu Upolik. In respect to Rav Yechanan, the Gemara doesn't say, Rabbi Yechanan Tanu Upon. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yechanan is not a Tanu. The Sifa actually says that not only Rab is Tanu Upon, but all the Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKodesh have the same status as Tanu Upon. Alright, so it's kasha and be more in Ksuvah. But you see that it's not such a double portion that only Rab is Tanu Upon, Rabbi Yechanan. The Sifa actually says that Rabbi Yechanan is also Tanu Upon. Alright, kasha the morning to this time. The Rabbi Omar Chase, Ki Rabbon de Braise. What does Rabbi Omar Chase say? Rabbi Omar Chase, Meitzach ve'agabon ve'ayin ve'aleset ve'gabit ha'zokon aki yukulun kachas. That means chotzi parto. So that's like the Rabbon and the Braise, who say Mitzuras. And Mitzuras, according to Rashi, means happy face. Happy face. So, the Rabbon has Rabbon and the Braise, in Kinki Poichli, the Braise, Mitzuras ponim shom, or a few parts of their whole, Lishna Lady Osek, and Mea the Braise. So when Gimori has the Kashi from another Braise, Tsuras ponishom wafu parts of pechot mina partsupin chut minoezen. So remember that we have name sagen. So what does it mean? Apilu parts of pechot in the rechot, so Rashi explained it. In the rechot, kinin in Mitzchay leses echot, din leodom, have a blood. So, Kippur buys it for a few parts of Echot, which means in Echot, Lishnele Dose, Kereb Meya, the Braise, where Meya uses the expression Kol, Kol Tzure, but Kol Tzure means Mashu, you need one either. So, Vin King, Kippur, for in Braise, so when you have to Darish and Dose, Kereb Meya, the Braise, Kibisirli, Kibraise, the Hashte, why? So Rashi is that Kashi. So what does Rashi say? Rashi say, Rafa gab dem Wotz Rupne ke Gise, oder der Rebeer, doma kodu zu es, nicho leget Rabon. In other words, it's more reasonable to say that Rabon Machase called the Rabon, than to say that he accords with Rav Meir. The hashtag in Shamali Avaye, Kitanyale, Ahili Aki, is Mekali Kirav, Yuli Spiloch. Why? It's not reasonable to assume that it's also Kiramir the Braise. So why is it more reasonable to say that Braise is in accordance with Rav, when Rabbi Machase is in accordance with the Braise, not like Rav? So the Ramban says that it's no kashe. Tesis is not right, he says. Rashi itself gives a very good reason to say that a certain Braise, according with Rav Meir, when Yochid the Rabbi is a Lochik Rabbi, that is not reasonable, it's not mistada. But to say that Braise, accords with Rav himself is a Tana. So what's wrong with that? So that Braise accords with the Shita of a certain Tana. It's not a question of a Machlekes of a Yochid negative Rabbi. That's what the Ramban says. Anyway, the Ramban agrees with Rav's opinion. The nearly forge. Vatani ifre mamesh. Sheremei reimea kol tzure. Di baibezin ayinu so says. Di vorua mikul behemo. Di osa mitzirexi. So in other words, according to Rav Natan. So there is a double machleke to Jeremei and the Chachon. In one machleke, so Rav Meir is the big machleke, and he says that if a woman miscarries a fetus who is a regular behemoth, goof and pony, so then the mother is nearly dead because of the altruse of the Mitzirei Odom. And then Rav Meir says, according to the Braise, Rav Meir's mention is a kule. Where Rav Meir is the Meikir, and the Chachomim are the Machmir, according to the Braise. In other words, Rav Meir says that if the fetus is not a regular vein, when it's a hybrid, you know, hybrid form, in other words, part of the fetus is in human shape, and part of the fetus is in behemoth shape, so then only if the whole face is in the human shape, then he has the status of the blood and the mother is the lady. But if not the whole face is in the human shape, if only half of the face is in the human shape, he doesn't have the status of the blood. The mother is not the lady. So he is naked. And the Chachomim according to the Braise are machmir on this case. That even if half of the face is in the human shape, so he also has the status of the blood and the mother is the lady. Vashter Rabbi Yechanan, nirli fori vatan yifre mamesh rami en akol tzure, di bai vesna in usosei di gorua mikul veine, di osu mitzirexi, di rabon nam rei mitzure, as chotzi tzure, vashter Rabbi Yechanan vama mitzva gremi kirka bmeya dem reise, di rovo machase krabon nam, upo ocho nipreise dem krabeya, so yifre mamesh, reverse roles. Die Rangori ist mit dem Rab Rameri mehr Kulturas, Rachom mit Zuras, du machst nichts nur 30. But the Pshat is exactly the same like Rabbi Tam. But the question is, what does Rab say as to the roles of the Rachom and Rameri, and what do the Braise say as to the roles of Rachom and Rameri? And according to Rach, so we have no kasha from the Mishneh, because the Mishneh uses the Russian Mitzuras in the Chachon. Now, let's go. 些临时的什么。
Yeah. According to Vedantam, so we pass correctly from Mila Rabbi Yirmiyah, were they regardless of Rabbi Yirmiyah was kosher? Is that it?
Right.
According to Vedantam, so we say Rabbi Yirmiyah was kosher, like his Talmidim.
According to the Rach, so we don't pass for like Rach, you see.
When it says, when Yirmiyah said, Yitanya Tanya.
So Yitanya Tanya is not even that doesn't mean that he was crazy. Yitanya Tanya, alright. So he says, in other words, fine. There is a price that is chilikan Rav, but Rav is chilikan the price. Not that he's crazy. According to the Rach, so we have to say that we don't pass for like Rav, because we definitely pass for like Chacham, not like a mayor. And it seems all the Rishayim pass that in order that the mother should be near lady, so the whole face has to be in the human shape.
But we don't pass for like Rav, so that means we're not, when the Mishnah be like, but Rav says the Mishnah is like Rav. This is the same Gerson.
So we don't pass on like the Mishnah either. Like you're right. So we would all throw your betrillas a vestes. If she's accustomed to see, let's say in a certain hour, let's say the shore shishis. Now, shore shishis in an equinox day is from 11 to 12. So if she is accustomed to have the period every month at the beginning of the 6 hour, let's say around 5 minutes after 11, kol tares she'osuso b'seich ha'vestes tneis. Since she is accustomed to have the period at 5 after 11, and 1 month she didn't make a big, but she handled tires. Shem Tyrus at 15 after 11, at half past 11. So it's Becheskas Neitz, because in accordance with her routine, she could have had this shot at 5 after 11, so she was already in Nido when she handled the Tyrus at 15 after 11. Bisefa Vestes, suppose she's accustomed to have the period at 5 minutes before 12, and 1 month she didn't make it, because she has to make it, but she didn't. And she had the hours at 15 after 11, at past 11. Mm-hmm. So is Becheskas. So Kotarish also Bisefa Vestes is there, because according to her routine, so she was not supposed to have had discharges yet at 15 after 11. So, Rabbi Yisiei Meir, at Yomim Vishois, Vestes, Hoyso Mudo Lies, Royo Imanetzachamo, in Asura El Imanetzacham. Rabbi Yudei Meir Kolayim Shalom. So what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yudei? According to Rabbi Yisi, we pass the Gemara says, we pass from like Rabbi Yudei, even though the general halacha is halachic Rabbi Yisi and Chaveri. Perhaps the Gemara is Nabayim here, maybe even Chaveri, but certainly in Chaveri. So whenever, generally speaking, whenever there is machlokes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yudei, halachic like Rabbi Yisi. But here, the Gemara passes like Rabbi Yudei. According